Here's check on stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. Pat Pagano's forecast, cloudy and windy, showers developing today, high around 50 to 55. Some meetings going on this week in Salisbury coming up on Thursday, December 1st at 6 p.m. the Conservation Commission. In Cornwall on December 2nd from 5 to 8 p.m. a holiday party at the Soul Terrain Gallery. December 3rd from 10 till 3 will be the annual Christmas fair in Cornwall. Region 1 ABC Committee is meeting. That is happening tonight at 7 p.m. The Kent Board of Selectmen have their regular meeting coming up on December 1st, and that meeting is set for 4 p.m. Town meetings coming up this week here in our immediate tri-state area. In Sharon, the Board of Finance meets today at 5:30. In Salisbury on December 1st, the Pope Land Design Committee meets at 10. At 6 p.m., the Conservation Commission. In Cornwall on December 2nd, there'll be a party, a holiday party from 5 till 8 p.m. at the Soul Terrain Gallery. Now, coming up December 3rd, the annual Christmas fair takes place from 10 until 3 in Cornwall. In Kent, tomorrow, Region 1 ABC Committee meets at 7 p.m. The HRRA regular meeting is at 10:30 in the morning, and on December 1st, the Board of Selectmen in Kent have their regular meeting. A reminder, the Housatonic Valley Regional High School FFA Holiday Store is open 7 days a week through December 21st from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Remember, last year they closed early because they sold out early. The Noble Horizons Holiday Fair and Festival continues this week with the party on Saturday night at Noble Horizons. More information, noblehorizons.org. The Sharon Fire Department Ambulance Squad invites the community to help light up the town of Green of Sharon by purchasing luminaries in honor of family and friends. You can contact any member of the Sharon Fire Department. They will be displayed on December 3rd, the night of the Sharon tree lighting on the green. The D.M. Hunt Library in Falls Village hosting a holiday pop-up shop at the library during operating hours through the end of the year, featuring homemade wares by local artisans and makers. A portion of all the proceeds benefit the library. The library is open Tuesday 10 to 5, Thursday 10 to 7, Friday 1 to 5, and Saturday from 10 until 1. On Thursday, December 1st, at 6 p.m. at the D.M. Hunt Library, they'll host Journey of a Young Filmmaker with Falls Village resident Yonah Sada, a film about a student at Bard College. He has produced films showing local farms, community art projects, student fiction works, and local issues such as affordable housing. Midday music and meditation at the Salisbury United Congregational Church is back on Friday, December 2nd from 12 to 12:30 at 30 Main Street in Salisbury. The doors will be open at 11:30. It runs from 12 to 12:30, by the way. They will only take 50% attendance at that event. The Marion Bright 5K Reindeer Run and Walk is scheduled for Saturday at 15 Academy Street at 9 a.m. As a matter of fact, the Marion Bright Holiday Weekend takes place in Salisbury all weekend long, and you can make wreaths on December 3rd, either at 11:30 or 1 p.m. in downtown Salisbury, and there's so many other things that go on. You can check the Marion Bright in Salisbury website for more details. Of course, the Salisbury Winter Sports Association has their ski and skate sale December 3rd at the Lakeville Hose Company from 8 to 11. Now, residents, you can drop off your equipment that you want to sell on Friday. Friday is the only day you can drop it off. In between 4 and 7 p.m., no equipment will be accepted on Saturday. By the way, the Lakeville Hose Company will offer coffee, donuts, and breakfast sandwiches for sale. The annual Christmas fair at the United Church of Christ, Bate Bolton Hill Road in Cornwall, will happen December 3rd from 10 until 3. The Sharon United Methodist Church annual Christmas fair is Saturday from 10 until 4. Holiday card and tea making workshop on Saturday, December 3rd from 10 till noon at the D.M. Hunt Library. Santa is coming to the Hotchkiss Library in Sharon on Saturday, December 3rd, inside the American Legion from 1 until 3:30. Holiday crafts, you can mail your letter to the North Pole, and don't forget to vote for your favorite cookie in their holiday cookie contest. The Sharon Green Tree Lighting and Carols on the Green happens December 3rd from 4 to 5:30. That's also when the luminaries will be lit around the green as well. Dover Recreation has their annual Holiday Fest and Tree Lighting Saturday, December 3rd. The event starts at 5, tree lighting at 5:15. It takes place at the Boyce Pavilion in Wingdale. In Falls Village, the 12 Moons Coffee House has a show going on at 6:30 on Saturday, December 3rd. Then they'll have the open mic at 8 o'clock. Chris Brown will be the performer. A Broadway cabaret fundraiser live in Sheffield at Dewey Hall on Saturday at 7 and Sunday at 2 p.m. Dover VFW Post Auxiliary Breakfast will be held Sunday from 7:30 to 11. Support the work by the VFW Auxiliary by having breakfast with them on December 4th from 7:30 to 11. Now, Cub Scout Pack number 12 is holding a free pancake breakfast with Santa in attendance on December 4th at 8:30 in the morning to 11:30 at the Pilgrim House in North Canaan. To attend, just bring an unwrapped toy for an age child 5 to 11 or a bag of food for the food pantry. The Amenia Fire Company Parade of Lights will be happening on Sunday, December 4th from 2 to 5 with activities throughout that whole period. Hometown Holidays is back in full force this year in Salisbury. The Parade of Lights has returned with the help of the Lease Harney Real Estate and the White Hart Inn, a Sunday to remember. The White Hart at 3 p.m. on Sunday to see Santa arrive with elves. He'll wait to hear how good the kids have been all year long and is looking forward to seeing what they hope to find under their tree on Christmas morning. Families can enjoy the Salisbury Band, hot chocolate, and cookies while they wait for the Parade of Lights to begin at 5 p.m. The parade will begin at the town Grove in Lakeville, wind its way to the White Hart for the tradition of the tree lighting with candles and caroling with Michael Baldwin's talented crew from the Sharon Playhouse. So, Hometown Holidays wraps up big time on the 4th at the White Hart Inn in Salisbury.